up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Military Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
Nobody caught I said military, crazy raw hood radio again.
We took it back.
Yeah, took it back. So look, let's just explain for our fans the interim, how you pronounce it?
Interim.
Interim in, episodes. That's the reason why we're going through.
Which we didn't know we was going to be in an interim for so long.
Right, right.
So it's not really our fault because we've been kind of throwing people off.
Right, right. So explain it to the fans, what's going on.
Well, now we between deals.
Uh-huh.
We can officially announce our new Revolt deal right now.
Woo!
If we want.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's official. There's going to be
Revolt is doing their own press release.
No, yeah. This is like the unofficial for our fans.
They should get it first. That's
right. Yeah, so we got a 50-episode deal with Revolt.
Yes, with Revolt.
Nice.
Which is crazy because people, they don't sign TV like that. It's like an 8-episode, 6-episode, 12-episode thing.
Right.
People don't sign you for 50 episodes.
Right.
Woo. Yeah.
So now it's changed the dynamic a little bit. And we're still with CBS, but we're doing some different things.
Different things.
You know what I'm saying?
Different things, yeah.
So we're going to lead as a TV show, but mm-hmm. still be a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that, people.
Yes, you still get it. And as you know, if you follow this season, we have about 70-something episodes.
We're about to be 79.
Oh, 79 episodes.
80,
so just think about it like this. If you're a podcast, if you're a podcast fan, meaning your audio, just audio, you're still going to get extras. You're still going to get episodes that won't be on Revolt that'll just be special audio.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? So I'm glad that the fans know that because... But so far for the season two, we already got Amber Rose.
Nice. Yeah.
You want to let that all out?
Yeah, let's let it out, man. Let it out. Amber Rose.
We got LL Cool J.
We got LL Cool J.
Nice.
We got Onyx.
We got EPMD.
Nice. EPMD. John Singleton.
Yep.
Well, the Beatin' Us was all the season.
Michael Jackson.
Season. Yeah, oh. Mike. Michael. We got Mike.
Michael's back?
We got him. Michael Jordan came by. He stopped by.
Season 2 is incredible.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson was facts.
Yeah, we squashed it, but it's for the Nike.
Michael Jackson
Nike
was drunk facts.
Yeah. But Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan was drunk facts. But yeah, so we're starting off the season very right. Nas stepped to us.
I was humbled by that.
Yes. It was so beautiful to see your face red. You know, when EFN face turned red, it's just beautiful. And because I like when you're a fan. I like when you're like a sincerely fan. Because some of these people that we have, you're not fans.
That's not true.
Well, maybe not. Not you're not just into.
There's
them.
Just some people. I look up to more.
Exactly. All right.
You know
that's a better way of describing it. So Nas said he'll come. I got a call from Irv Gotti today.
That's right. That All Eyes on Me, right?
Mm. Ooh. No, Tales on BET. All Eyes on Me is the Tupac movie, which you're getting to, because we got John Singleton as well. Did we say John Singleton?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to try
and
drop that Tupac week, the week that the movie drops out. So our fans, we want to let you know we didn't turn Hollywood. We just joined the Illuminati, and that's it.
The other door?
But just to be clear, in case they don't understand, we've been kind of in a hiatus, but still we want to drop content.
Yeah, we want to drop. We're still out there for you know, so we're doing our thing. I want to get to one story real quick. This Biggie Smalls mural.
which they're not going to tear down now.
So initially the guy said he was going to tear it down and he wanted $12.50 a month to keep it up, correct?
Right.
And this is the time when I was kind of saying this is where the hip-hop union should be in play because I don't feel like everybody's like, yo, you know, Jay should take care of that and Big should take care of that. And I'm like, why, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Biggie gave just as much to hip-hop as he gave to, you know.
Well, he gave his life to, literally.
So, I mean, I thought that this should be a union to step up. And sort of...
make that a historic monument.
But luckily the landlord wasn't as greedy son of a bitch as we thought he was.
He listened to the people. He did the smart thing.
He listened to the people and...
They were going to burn his house.
It was going to probably go.
The building must have
let's
gone.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. He listened to the people.
Must go.
Came to his better senses.
He listened to the culture. So also we want to let these people know that right now we are joined by our friends. You know, we're gonna talk inside the industry shit today. We never had a behind the scenes, like the people that work behind the scenes. So I'm gonna let my man Sham, I'm gonna do something different today. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself, Shampoo. YNVS. Yeah. Go ahead, tell them what you do.
Yeah, man. It's your man Shampoo, YNVS, man. It's the man behind the people that you know that you love. Mm. Your last 200 artists, I've been behind them from the guerrilla marketing from day one, when nobody knows the motherfuckers. I'm the one that bring them to clubs, introduce them to the DJs, and then the label push the button, and boom, they go.
Mm.
Shampoo, yes.
And what labels have you worked for, Shampoo?
All of them. Def Jam, Capital, Epic, E1, Interscope, 300. You name the labels, I've been behind them. A bunch of independents. You know, Noriega also. You know what I mean? When he was doing reggaeton, I was there. I was the one holding the picket signs. You know, it's documented. You can see me out there.
Now, Shampoo, have you ever worked with an artist that you didn't like? Because I remember, like, early on, you might have not, you know. I remember you telling me, like, Future was a dick. Like, he was a dick.
No, Future was a good guy. The Future was one of the artists that we started with.
Is this before he was Future?
Future was good.
You don't remember you telling me,
man? It was Dream. Dream was tricky.
He didn't want to come out the car.
Damn.
He didn't want to do...
Yeah, but, you know,
he didn't want to do club dates for under 50. Remember that?
Yeah, you know, that was after. That was after. You know, that's what happens to all the artists. Once they, you know, become stars, you know, they definitely...
Evolution of an artist.
Yeah,
let's just say it that way.
You know,
have you ever seen an artist where they was humbled? Like, 1 year, the album comes out, and then it's like you can't even talk to them.
Yeah, no Dream. More. Dream was one of them artists.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, when he was popping, you know me? When BET, when everybody was, when we was doing BET 106 in Park, you know what I mean? It used to be back in the days where the audience used to be outside, and everybody used to be outside with the posters like, Dream! And the artists usually used to stop there and say what up to the fans, take a couple pictures, sign a couple autographs, and then go inside.
Mm.
You know, when Dream was popping, you know what I mean? He used to just walk straight through, and everybody be like, Dream, and he be like, walk right through.
It's not happening.
Not happening.
It's not happening.
So Dream was one of those guys.
Wow. So we also got Rated R in the building. Rated R, we need you to tell these people, because I know you from the Loud Record days, the real hip-hop days, the Wu-Tang Clan, Mob Deep days.
Yeah.
So tell these people who you are and where you work.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here, man, because Nori is one of my true friends. I got to give him a shout-out real quick.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? He's the one that if he sees me 20 blocks away, he's screaming out my name, and I'm hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same with him. So pretty much I am a multi-platinum producer. I sold over 12 million records in total. You know,
talk
combining.
To him.
I'm from the BX.
That's right.
Alright.
Make some noise for the BX.
Although every time I walk around, niggas think, you know, I'm a regular nigga, which I love that. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Right.
And at the same time, I was raised around Fat Joe camp.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? T.S. Joe showed me a lot of things that I know.
Right.
As you know, I was the one that joined it. Khaled with Joe, you know, for the world.
Wait, you introduced Khaled to
Let's get it right. Yeah, I did it, and I did it from the heart. I said, yo, my man Khaled is special. I lived in Orlando back in the days. I said, Khaled was real special. The day one with the mayonnaise sandwiches, you know what I'm saying? The party.
That's where Khaled is really from. He's really from Orlando.
He's originally from New Orleans.
He's from New Orleans.
But, you know, so I
did that. Way of Orlando.
He was down with Baby and them?
Yeah, he knew them from back then.
So basically,
no, that's true.
So basically, I was the one that said, yo, Joe, there's this incredible kid named Khaled, and I think you need to be with him, and shit popped off.
Like, not be with him, though. You know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's the internet. You got to clarify shit, goddammit.
I just saw his chemistry. I saw the love.
When Khaled was on Mix 96.
Mix 96. Yeah. Now, Khaled was at 102 John's back then. Well, this is Orlando.
Oh, you're talking from Orlando
talking about? Yeah, we're talking day one.
Wow.
So, basically, I made sure that happened, and I am going to take the credit for that on the Dream Jams. You know what I'm saying? And it's been a good run. He's doing really well. He got a new son now. So a lot of good things happening.
Definitely.
You know me.
His son richer than everybody here.
Put us all together. I want his life.
A shawl.
I want to go back.
Assad is getting more massages than me, my nigga. He just looked like he got a baby massage on deck. God damn it. Big up, Assad.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
other than that, you know, I was fortunate to be around a lot of big people. A lot of people didn't know, but my grandmother used to babysit Tupac. Tupac is from the BX. Right? I just found out from Pete Rock. He lived to the building next to, which is incredible. So we had Pete Rock, Tupac on Gun Hill. I mean, it was amazing. So that was kind of special. And then also, I got to definitely give a shout out to my man DMX, who I happened to be in a group home with him for 4 years.
Oh, sure. Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Four years, man. I'm praying for him now. You know, he's very special to me. Right. And I hope he gets better.
Right. Let's make some noise for DMX. Now, Sweetness, at one point recently, I was asking around, like, who's the person to go to for Miami? For Miami, you know, get your record promoted. And everybody said, it's Sweetness.
Nice.
So I want you to describe, you know, which what position you played in the industry and things like that to these people who don't know.
Okay, well, to be fair, you could kind of think about it like I'm kind of like a little shampoo. You know, I came from that era. Mm. I'm younger than them, but all the OGs like Shampoo and The Shadows and, you know, the Crazy Hood, when they had Bad Boy in Miami. I mean, I came from all that guerrilla-wise and street marketing, as far as like I'm always in the clubs every night. I've probably been in the club every night for like 10 years. Mm. There's probably not a night I miss because, mind you, back in the day, there was no Instagram. You didn't know who was going to be in the club. Mm. You didn't know who was going to go through.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss that opportunity. Take pictures. He used to just come outside, just take pictures. Two pictures and go back inside. I remember that. Yeah, you my bad.
He had a 40-picture minimum.
Yeah. Exactly. He'll go outside and just go to my neighbor. Hold this, dude. You, like, really? You didn't even go outside.
The worst when you had, like, the digital camera and you had to upload it. Like, it's not as easy as it is now. So, I've been able to transition from that to being able to go work now with more on a regional tip. So I do South Florida and Miami because that's my home. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard I try to like leave and go to like New York and try to work for like a label, I'm too good in my own market. So they rather just let me just give you a little more and stay there. But other than that, like I work with Epic now, 300.
Epic got the checks.
Yeah.
Epic got the checks. You think LA Reid did that?
Yeah, we
got
to talk about that too.
You think? Let's keep it real.
I'm a female in the industry, and I play my position very well. I know what it is when I walk in the building. If I'm looking a certain way or I'm doing certain things, I don't put it past nobody. I would hope that it's not true because I look up to this man.
I feel like I've been sexually harassed my whole career. Bitches always say, yo, I'll take you down. I'm like, word?
Exactly.
Like in the label. Like, I'm like, I could have sued for that?
You ain't sued nobody.
You ain't sued nobody. Yeah. It's the first time I feel like I'm abused. It's the first time I'm jailing. But when I read this shit, I said, damn, that's it? Just saying you look good? That's sexual harassment?
Oh, that's what it was? I didn't even know what it was. That's it?
Yeah. It's America. Like, you know? Yeah. Like, I've been through so much, and I think about all the opportunities that I could to sue somebody, and I think I'm like, who wants to work with a girl that sues? I'm in hip hop. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna just take my L, eat it, and keep it moving and get the next check. Like,
well, it depends, too. Don't say that. It depends on what.
I mean, I've been through it all. I mean, I just went through a situation.
Well, you shouldn't have to take the L, though. You shouldn't have to.
No.
Me and her spoke, we were speaking about it.
No,
that's my sister. We were speaking about it.
Me and Pooh was talking.
Nah, she used to call, yo, everything real. She used to call me like 4 or 5 in the morning, like, Shampoo, you don't understand these motherfuckers. And I'd be like, Sweetness, you just can't punch them in the face. Like, this is the industry. You gotta relax.
I just wanted him to play the fucking record. Like, what's his problem? I need 2 minutes. Like, I don't understand.
Now, let me ask y'all all a question, especially the people who are record promoters, right? Now, when you're working a record and you're going hard, how hard is that to, like, is it easier when an artist is established or is it easier when the artist is brand new?
When the artist is establish is easier. Like, you remember, like, you know, Nori didn't know. There was a time me and Nori was in a strip club, you know, it's pause, and I was working his record.
Strip club is not pause.
No, you know, baby, like, what the
reverse
fuck?
Reverse club.
You know what I mean? Reverse club. So, you know what I mean? And then he seen me in the booth, like, stressing and beefing with the DJ, because the DJ's bugging out. Nori been in the building an hour and a half, two hours, and he still haven't dropped a Nori record. And then I'm like, yo, fam, are you bugging? Like, what are you doing? They're like, yo, I got you. Chill. And then next you know is the Nori set. And I'm like, yo, and then at that time Nori got his jacket, he ready to go. So I'm like, yo, and Nori was like, yo, what happened? I'm like, Nori, we good, don't worry about it. And he hit his record, but it's cool, I'm out now. You know what I mean? Thank you, Shampoo, we gotta go. You know what I mean? So a lot of the problems that the artists don't realize that we're these DJs,
the DJs hate, think they stars too.
And
they don't really want to be told. They don't want to feel like a jukebox, correct?
They all got egos, and they don't want to. They don't want to be. They don't want you telling them, "Yo, play this now." They like, we'll tell you. Don't tell me. Relax. Go over there.
Yeah, friend, let me stop.
Well, I play both as roles. I've been a promoter.
And a DJ. All right,
yeah.
As a DJ, I'm not talking to Crazy Hood Promotions. I'm talking to DJ.
Right.
So as a DJ, is that annoying? Like when a label rep comes to you?
Imagine. Okay. First of all, I come from the era with the DJ. You're right. We whatever we played,
right?
You're the people in the club. They followed right. you. Right. Your right. move. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to hope. You didn't have to play what they wanted. Mm-hmm. What you played, they were like, whatever you say,
exactly.
DJ. You're the man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for someone to come up to you and I'm after I stopped really actively spinning like that, that's when the promotion game got a little bit more heavy in the booth.
Right.
Where they're asking you, play this record, play this record.
And now, do you feel obligated? Because I suppose.
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is imagine if you got this set. If you're okay. a DJ that really cares about your craft and you got right. a set ready for the night.
Right.
And someone says, yeah. play this record right now. Right. You know?
Well, right. but to be fair, it's not like sometimes we give you a call. And there's, I mean,
no,
there's
it
protocol.
Should. No, no. That's where relationships come into play.
Right. right.
You call the person before, yo, can you get this in your set? Mm-hmm. You know? And then sometimes people, you know, payola's real. Like, I've been in the club when Jay-Z bum
I mean to cut your wisdom. God bless Big Cap. That's how, you know, me and Big Cap became crazy close because when he used to be in the strip clubs and DJing, I used to go to Big Cap and be like, yo, Cap, I got so-and-so in the building. His 50. I need the movie, daddy. Right. And then he'd be like, Big Shout to Shampoo! Whoa, and then and Big Cap was one of the realest DJs and he'll bring it back and be like, bring the artist here and give the artist the mic. The artist grabbed the mic and he's going in. Now, my job is fantastic. I'm looking great.
And everybody like, wins. With the you. Artist wins. The DJ wins. Right. And it's not like regular payola like radio because that's one quitter hitter right there in the club. Yeah. Mm. But you're doing a subsidy for the DJ. You helping the DJ out. He's going to help you out. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And then the other thing is...
As long as it is a horrible record.
And the other thing
is, you've got to have some kind of morality.
But a lot of things... One thing is that a lot of times DJs miss records because they got so many records, they don't hear everything. So our job is to tell you, yo, fam, this is hot. You need to fuck with it. Mm-hmm. And then you tell them, yo, you got it. They be like, nah. I be like, you don't got this? This shit is crazy. Right. Everyone's playing it. Be like, I never heard it. Then they play it. Then they see the reaction. They be like, I feel like
that was what happened with Young and May's record. I felt like Young and May's record was out, but people was kind of sleeping on it because it was like a version of Bobby Shmurda. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people were like, they kind of slept on it for so long. Did you work that record?
No, not at all.
But did you see that?
No, nah, but you know what?
I've seen the growth. I've seen the growth.
I'm saying the record.
What's happening now is before DJs used to follow other DJs. Like everybody followed Flex, right? Let's just say that era.
That was God.
What's happening now is the DJs ain't even following DJs. They following the internet.
Yep.
If they see the SoundClouds popping, and they're following the listeners, which is kind of reverse.
Right.
Makes sense, but it doesn't at the same time.
Because the DJs don't lead the crowd no more.
They're not tastemakers no more.
Mm. And they're not taking chances. They're scared.
Yeah.
Like, they're scared.
They're scared
like,
of promoters. Yeah, they're scared of their money.
Back in the days, they used to be the shit when the DJ be like, yo, this artist nobody knows, this is hot. Yeah. Let me jigga jigga. If you don't, this is so-and-so, this shit is... And then everybody be like, this is wrong.
It sound like Latin Quarter. This is so-and-so.
Yeah, that was old school. That was the Googie Rivera day.
Yeah.
Shout out to Googie.
Yeah. That might have been a little bit before Googie right there.
But that's why the audience doesn't trust the DJ no more.
Right,
they lost the trust of the DJ.
But see, but it goes to the point where the DJ has to start trust the record promoter. See, I tell my DJs all the time, if you're not going to make a movie, for example, T-Grizzly, I'm sitting here telling them this record's going to be the next.
That's the nigga he talking about, he in jail.
Yeah.
And
on my downfall.
Yeah, okay.
When I first got this record,
By the way, I had a record called First Day Home on Melvin Flynn album 2001. Just wanted to throw that out there. Continue your story.
I say that to say
I like
this.
The record though, and I like him.
Right. I say that to say this, that I was telling my DJs, this type of record, if you're going to be a press play DJ, which means that you're going to press play, you're going to turn around and go get a drink, or you're going to turn around and talk to the bitch next to you.
So you're talking to that kind of DJ.
I'm talking to every kind of DJ.
Because there has to be a balance though.
No,
between the promoter and the DJ.
Listen, when I go to a DJ, I know what I expect from you and I know what you expect from me. Mm. Right?
Which is what?
I give it black and white. Come on, you know.
The listeners, I know. The listeners don't know.
As far as
that bag over here, you know?
Yeah. As far as, once this artist blows up, I'm going to be at all your parties. We're going to support you. We're going to get your dub play. You're going to get your drop. When it's your birthday, he's coming through for free. If it's the number one record, we in that bitch.
Right, but,
you know what I'm saying?
But to play devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's play devil's advocate.
As an authentic DJ, with ethics, he shouldn't go by that. Like, if when he blows up and be like, ah, fuck, if he blows up, that's what fucked up the game. Yeah. Ah, shit, what if this shit that I think I know is whack blows up?
The internet fucked up the game.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. That's a part of the fucked up game we're in, because everybody's like, what if this horrible shit that would have never been popped off back then it pops off now? Because this is the shit that pops off now.
We're talking about like Trinidad James is a good example.
That was, and he was popping. I had a lot of battles with that.
He was lit.
What I'm trying to say is the balance between
me and her bet.
I think he still owe me some money from that.
I paid you. It's facts because you know I was promoting Trinidad James, and I told her, I was like, yo, this record, my I forgot the fucking name, my bad bitch is my main bitch, because my main hoe ain't really no. And I was like, yo, this record's gonna go, because I believed in the record, because I used to see the hood niggas and I used to see the hood niggas, and they used to be like, and I used to tell Sweetness, like, I'm telling you, I need you to get behind this record, help me in Miami. She'd be like, nah, this shit sucks, it's not gonna go.
I'm
like,
I'm telling
you. She's like, yo, I bet you this nigga's never gonna go nowhere. But he did good though. He did good.
He,
you know, he went platinum the first go. You know what I mean?
But to finish my point real quick, what I'm trying to say is the balance is the promoter. You're getting paid to promote this record. So it needs to be where the DJ trusts you that you're not just putting a record that you're being paid for to, you know what I'm saying? Right. And you need to trust DJ when he says, yo, this is not a good record for me.
Absolutely. Right. I have to be respectful of, I'm very respectful of my DJs, where they play, what venues, who they fuck with, because there's certain promoters that they literally, instead of, promoters nowadays are so quick to blame the DJ if their party don't do good. But let's be real, when you really promoted parties, when we had So Be Live, we was in the streets every night, we was in the streets at Cleveland trying to get 10, 20 bitches to come through. There was no Instagram. These promoters want to sit back, post a flyer, and then when only 50 people show up, the music was bad. Why? Yeah. The man showed up, did his job, he was standing for 4 hours.
Oh no, it's definitely not the DJ's fault.
That's my point.
Right now they say that Camilo and Alex Sensation is a cheat code.
As in what?
Yo no entiendo, hermano, dímelo.
It's a cheat code. Okay. Like, you hire them and your party.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Why? You've been at Duds?
I've been at Duds for both of them.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been at Duds.
Like, even though they're great DJs, hands down, and everybody knows, like, if you.
But in New York, when the rain and, you know, well, there's the parties. But no, Rally Sensation.
I mean, to be fair.
They bring out the trap.
No, now if you put them together, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a live.
But if you split them, and this is the promoter that nobody really knows, and he just hires Camilo or Alex Sensation,
it depends
on the situation. Right. You may catch a break.
Right,
Camilo, don't get it wrong. They're the best DJs. Period. Mm-hmm. Like hands down. Like you put them in the box, they're gonna turn
not
out.
Only that, not only you that, they're people. They're people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Camilo, I could vouch for him because I had his tapes back in the days.
Alex Sensation got his eyebrows sharp.
Well, you know that.
And he's wearing that Beijing. He got that Beijing.
He's kind of merged into the Latin market. That Beijing. Like, the Latin market is getting
that's
really
it. New that York, is that his. Big up Alex Sensation. That's my nigga. La Mega Sabega.
Nah, the other. Yeah, nigga.
Yo, I know. No, but
he's dope, but the other DJ that's creeping up is DJ Lobo.
DJ Lobo been out a long time.
I've been trying to book him, and he's like, relax.
Relax.
And I'm like, I got a bag for you.
Represent for the Miami DJ. DJs. They just talking New York DJ stuff right now. Come on.
No, because the
international DJ.
I know, I'm playing.
I mean, I respect any lanes and on DJs at what they do. Like, when they come down to Miami, Alex Sensation gets booked at Brick House, packed out crazy. All the way around the corner. And before
I'm at Brick House tomorrow with DJ Camilo.
Let's go!
Was that a good plug?
I'm gonna call you last minute thug.
So we got
Sirach. Big up
Sirach. Hold on, but he's an Afro DJ now. So
who's the Evan?
Camilo.
Okay. Yeah, but it's okay. We Sirach him out. Come on. So, all right, with that being said, like I said, DJ, so what is it? To move a record. What's the first step to move a record?
The first step is you got to get to the open DJs. Like, it's not always about the prime time DJ, because the open DJ sets up the record for the primetime DJ. And a lot of times, the primetime DJ isn't even aware about this new record that's creeping up. Because the primetime DJ...
So you're saying hit Bobby Trends?
No. Bobby Trends is a primetime DJ.
I'm thinking of old Bobby Trends.
Yeah. Okay. He's one of those guys now. But, you know, you get to your DJs that opens up.
DJ Juanchi.
Okay, whoever that is.
Yeah, just making up of DJ. DJ Wanchi.
Okay, DJ Wanchi. When DJ Wanchi, because every DJ Wanchi becomes the main DJ. Yeah. Mm. So your
he
job,
goes DJ Wanchi.
How about who's the hottest nigga in New York? The underground Indian nigga.
Spin King. But the thing about Spin King, he only wants to DJ 1 hour. Like he's like,
I'm
yo,
not mad at him.
You know, he's like, yo, you know, I've tried to book him. He's like,
I'm gonna
yo,
do that.
He wants 1 hour. Lobo too. He's like, yo, 1 hour, and he's gone.
And I'm playing full songs.
Right, and he's going to give you all the prime time, all the hits.
In your opinion, after that 1 hour, they're going to get another bag? Or that's
9 out of 10
they
are.
Kill their set.
Because a Spin King, you know, he's more, I don't want to put him in a box, but he DJs more in strip clubs. Mm. So he's going to come do your party and then hit the strip club at 2:30. So he's going to be at your spot from 12 to maybe 1:30, and 2 o'clock he's on his way out. Because 2:30 is prime time for the strip club. Mm. So when they get to the strip club, 2:30 is lights, camera, action. Wakita, he's turning all the way up, and everybody's like, yo, this nigga's everything.
Mm. And you see, and you can't do that in Miami. You can't double book in Miami. You can't do 1 club at 12 o'clock. Talk about, I'm going 2 o'clock. I'm going to be at these clubs.
They might let you get away with Fort Lauderdale.
Because the promotion game is so heavy. Everybody online
seeing
who's where. Mm. Like, I make sure my post notification for every DJ is on because I want to see who's doing what. But nobody's ever double booked. They don't play that shit up here. These clubs be competing with each other. Like, and the crazy thing is, like, they're friends during the day. All these guys, they're friends. They're on the yacht. They chilling. They're having a good time. But, boy, when at 10 o'clock and the doors open, it's, you know what I mean? It's all for themselves. Like, this artist, you're going to take this artist to that club? Well, I don't want him in my club.
See, listeners, hip-hop
that's always
is a cutthroat game.
It is, man. It is.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's super cutthroat.
Especially when, as a promoter and a record label, a rep or an exec, that you have a hot artist, but you got two different stations playing, they have two parties at the same day.
Yep.
And they both want them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make a decision. That's why you have the battle with the stations where they put you in a headlock, like, word. You went over there first.
Mm.
Mm. You know what? Watch what happens to your spins.
explain that to the listeners, though. Like,
well, what happens is both. Let's just say.
Let me just come from the artist that seen the artist that didn't have to choose, like a Hove. I don't ever think Hove had to choose.
Never.
I don't think.
But behind the scenes,
he
the
might
reps,
have early.
No. The reps have the battle. Hove is gonna go.
Yeah.
Hove is gonna just like, nah, I'm going over here.
Right.
And then the rep is like, no, I really need you to go fuck with Flex first.
Right. Because
Clue gonna go crazy and not gonna play the record.
Right.
And they like, nah, we gonna fuck with Clue. And then Flex be like, word? You went to Clue first? Okay, I got you right now.
Now, how hard is it?
It's the worst. It's difficult. Right. It's like a nightmare.
Because then you gotta make up for it like 100 times.
And you'd be
later.
Like, yo, the next 3 artists, you got them first.
Are you dealing with that here with 99 Jams 103?
Every day of my
Absolutely.
Life.
Really?
And it's not and it's not just one.
Is Power 96 factored into that?
Power is more corporate. So Power is not. That's
they're
top,
on the
top
list.
Four. I'm hip hop. I don't do pop.
No, I know, but still, I mean, you, could, you could go there with
No, it's 103 and 99 that is, That would be,
And they just had that problem.
And sometimes it's out of my control. The regionals are doing it. The my bosses are doing this, and then I get mad because I'm like, all you gotta do is call me, and I would tell you that maybe you should do this hour with this personality first, and then go to the station or vice versa, depending on who started playing the record first. That to me is more important than who I have relationships with. Who started supporting the artist first? Fuck me and my relationships. How can we make this better and bigger?
What do y'all think there's a difference now between how much the internet is playing a role in taste making these records versus the radio stations?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it feels like the way you guys are talking, these radio stations still have this power.
Yeah, they still have the power because
everybody
you still,
wants to be on the radio.
Yeah,
as much
absolutely.
As you link on SoundCloud, as much as you link.
You still
I can't
bring
say, I don't. I can't
nah,
say that.
Artists still want to be on the radio.
You're right.
That's why
you're
they're
right.
always going to make a record for the radio. Look how great Joey Badass has done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done great, but then now you're seeing him making these records for radio because...
But I think that's a mistake on those artists.
Maybe, but I'm just saying it's working for him. So right now we can't say it's a mistake. But... Everybody wants to be on the radio. As an artist coming up, you know, you didn't dream of being on SoundCloud popping.
Yeah.
You dreamed on being
but
on the radio station.
But I think that's about to change completely.
Yeah, maybe another 10 years.
Maybe.
Like a generational thing, but... Not
like
now.
Like just to give an example.
I think closer than 10 years.
Just to give an example, like you saw it online, 50 Cent was at Power and he was doing an interview, but Renee, the rep for G Unit, had to take him somewhere
big
else.
Up to Renee.
One love, Renee, you're ready. Mm-hmm. And then but he had to take 50 somewhere else. So he's rushing him like, yo, time, because you don't see the guy behind the artist like, yo, wrap it up. Right. So then you hear Charlamagne say, yo, word, Renee, watch what happens when you bring Kid through.
Right.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens to the rep.
Because they know that he got to go to Hot.
Right. No, Power. He got to go to Power.
You said Charlamagne, so he was at Power.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
So you saying that they know that 50 got to go to Hot. That's why
I don't know where they was taking him.
Okay.
But I just know they was rushing him so they couldn't get the full interview they wanted. So they tell Renee, like, yo, word, you rushing? Now watch what happens when you bring Kid. We just going to be like, oh, Kid album's November 14th. Thank you, goodbye.
Yeah.
Which is part of radio politics. You bring us your big stars, we gonna fuck with you with your new upcoming stars.
Right.
But sometimes these people like gotta kinda deserve it. Like when they got the number one spot and they got the hottest thing going, like I don't think you should rush the interview, you know what I mean? No?
No.
Well, that depends. Like, everybody's on time. You know, they have to go. They have other obligations, and they got to get there.
I mean, we've rarely encountered it on the podcast, but we have twice.
We have.
And we fight.
We have. And we still get an extra 15 minutes or 25 minutes.
But you really want the hour.
In Puff's case, another 45 minutes.
No, Puff is different.
Puff
was a reverse.
Puff was a great intro.
We had the full. They cut us down.
You see, they edited us.
Yeah, it was a great intro, and then he hung out at the end.
Yeah.
Ice Cube, they was trying to pull him.
We would have went in.
Because it was a promo run, and we try not to get artists on promo runs because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Come on.
But Ice Cube, at the end of the day, we went to New York. Well, my flight was fucked up. I forget the reason why. So we just fucked this.
It was a liquor.
No, definitely wasn't liquor.
We went.
We professional.
We bent backwards to do that Cuba episode. Yeah.
Yes. And then we drove through the snowstorm like warriors, nigga. Yeah. Left my wife and my kids. It's a fact.
Wow. I flew twice.
The way I just said that, it sounded like I was in a foul, nigga. Let me
stop.
They were good.
You was working.
But it's true, though. I was like, let's go.
But as record promoters, we have a hard job because, especially if the artist is not personable and like not helping you.
But how about
help
the lean
him?
Niggas? Like when you hang out with the lean niggas.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they be like, yo,
they just want to
interview
them. They might be personable. Yeah, it's the lean.
Right. Like, now what happens is like, you know, they're not personable where you want them to be like, you prep them, be like, look, you know, this is Nori and EFN. Like, you got to go in.
Don't put us in that category.
No, I'm just saying. But you know, okay. What was the guy name?
DJ Wanchi?
Wanchi. This is DJ Wanchi.
Wanchi's lit.
Hey, you fuck around. Wanchi shows up on Instagram tomorrow. Like, yo,
fuck around. That's my alter ego and shit. I'm like DJ with a mask.
He'd be like, yo, listen. Bro. Yo, this is DJ Wanchi. Yo, he got the hottest clubs in the city.
Right. Make some noise, goddammit.
Yeah. You know, DJ Wanchi got the hottest clubs in the city. Yo, I need you to be fucking, you gotta fuck with him. And they'd be like, all right. Right. And then they get there, and then Wanchi's interviewing him. He's like, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And yeah, the song is Seltzer.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I've been in the game 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you like, yo, you fucking killing this interview right now. Yeah. Like, you bombing right now, my nigga. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
That's a personality thing.
I mean, yeah, but
you... social media, like artists are missing steps. Now, remember, there was artist development.
Of course. So they're going straight.
You go from zero to 100, and they're missing this whole point of where the social interactions, this interview,
that's why
stuff.
When they are one-hit wonders, it's terrible because they don't learn nothing in the process.
And as a record promoter, we have to recognize who those people are going to be so our reputation stays clean. Because I only pick records and pick up artists that I know I'm going to, like, OT Genesis. Perfect freaking example.
I knew you was
going
to go in there. I knew you was going to go there.
It's true.
I knew it.
But am I wrong?
No, I know you're not.
Because everybody fought with me about this man.
Right.
He's going to be a one-hit wonder. Coco's not going to go nowhere. When I first heard this record, and it wasn't just about hearing the record. It's the way this man performed. It was the way he spoke to me. It was the way when I walked him into the club the first first time how he interacted with the DJ. This guy knew what he was doing. I was like, all right, this I can work with. So I'm going to go extra hard, do everything I can. Now, 3-4 years later, we got 3 platinums. And you thought he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Hey, hold on.
You got the cutting.
And we didn't depend. We're not dependent. Until this day, 3 years, we're still not depending on social media. He keeps his shit on the streets. He keeps his family fed on the streets. And everybody fuck with him. Every city he go to, when he go to New York, he's with Shampoo. When he in L.A., he's with that rep. When he in Miami, and he's exclusive.
Yep.
So he knows how important it is to stay connected to the streets. Radio and social media is cool. But he knows that 10 years from now, he want to keep getting the same
back. He's building real relationships. That's the difference between social media relationships.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell him, like, don't rush. You got a career.
Right.
We're good. You're going to be that superstar. You're going to be the headliner in your own concert, in your own tour.
Mm. Let me tell you something. I got to share this, too, as a producer. Because radio people don't listen to producers. OT, before all of this, before all of this happened, OT was in Orlando with DJ Chino, and it was nothing going on. He was just promoting his joint. And as a producer, I just saw it, man. I was like, yo, and we put this on the record. He'll vouch for it, too. From Rihanna to Bruno Mars, all these people, Ross. Like, nobody really looked at them now. And as a producer, once you know that that's that record, like I told OT, he got it. He's special. My man is good right now. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of promoters, they don't listen to the people that make the music.
Nah.
Okay, because at the end of the day, that's what you're worth. Your last record is your last one. I ain't had a record in a long time, but go look at my files. I'm a kick some ass. And the reason was, I didn't like the money situation, so I had to turn it down. By the way, when you turn down money, you a real nigga.
Yeah.
And I know Nori has been there. I know for a fact I could vouch for him.
I know. I booked him many times. He says, relax, I'm good. I don't need that.
All money is no good money.
I say, Nori, this is good for you. He tells me, relax.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to San Francisco Friday.
Exactly.
I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. So on a producer's market, like, it's crazy, because it's like all the way up to Joe's Wash, it ain't going nowhere, my man. And then the person was hanging out with Joe the next day, no names, you know what I'm saying? The record's washed. That's the type of shit you gotta deal with. Now the record's once y'all hear that shit as a producer, regardless if I'm, you know, the top producer or bottom producer, that's just in your soul. You know what's going what
right
was a killer record,
right?
They did Pharrell think that at the moment?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's go back to that. He put it on.
I feel like the South really helped.
No, but as a record promoter, right?
It was our vibe.
As a record promoter, Nori has been successful with, you know, his accolades and everything he's doing. And then he decided, like, you know, let me try this reggaeton shit. And niggas like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I was
like, yo, this is Nori.
There you go.
I was one of them.
Yeah. You'd be like, yo, this is Nori. And they'd be like, nah, we good. He'd be like, nah, bro. They'd be like, yo, can he do what? He's like, he's not doing that because he's doing this. He's doing this.
But he did it.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, and it happens. And this is our battle as record promoters. You know, like, we always at the front line of this shit. We take all the hits and then we come back to you and be like, you ready? You got your bottle?
Everything good?
You got your bottle? Everything good? All your people's in? And then you tell the artist, like, look, the promoter said only bring 5 people.
And
then
show up with 10.
Nori pulls up with 15.
Is it Tiger Bowl time?
15? That's
light.
You know,
it's Tiger Bowl time.
It's Tiger Bowl time.
Oh, I thought we were saying it was going to hold. You guys take
I'm like, ready. Let's celebrate them. Let's let them take the 3 shots.
And I'm ready.
Let's let them.
You guys enjoy
it. First of all, because of Nori, you know, my
part for you three.
For because of Nori, Nori told me three wants to get. He told me to get Tiger Bong, Tiger Gong.
Tiger Bong. That's two different things. Tiger Bong, Goo Gong, and Baji.
Yes, sir. So understand I have all three.
Sounds like
that's right.
Let's
make some noise.
Yes, sir.
That was Paul for sweetness at Rated R right now. Introduce them to the Tiger Bong world. And by the way, Veggie Delight always supplies.
Shout out to Veggie Delight.
And Hollandale, you already know.
And then, that's so weird that everybody's guys, looking at me.
And then look. Everybody knows how Nori so ill.
Angelina took 19.
Yo, and then look. And Nori's so ill because I've never heard of this, right? Oh. He was like, yo, you need to go to Canal Street. And he showed me the store, the only place that sold it. And this shit is $80, guys. This is not like, this ain't cheap.
You put that in the car? You put that in the car?
No, I pay cash. This is not Def Jam money.
The corporate car.
The corporate car.
Yo, whoa. That's for them.
Yeah, no. Go for it.
Yeah.
vacation.
Hey, I take these shots.
This is y'all three. Now look, y'all three.
I take this.
I can't.
No, no.
I take this.
It's not really a part of the ritual. It's not. It's earth.
You don't even drink.
But I'm going to make believe.
Salud.
I'm going to buy a big bottle.
Let me tell you something. I gave this to my artist Conan. He almost threw up.
Yo.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Salud. Salud.
Take it down.
Never cold.
Hello.
Go. Yeah, drink it.
Let me tell you something. This is one of the drinks.
Soda.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, what are you doing, guy? That's good. That's good stuff right there.
This is for real. These are for real people right here. This is one of the drinks right here. If you're trying to get your pee pee up, this is it right here.
Yes, Tiger Bowl.
It gives you energy.
Sweetness is getting her pee pee up.
Yeah, you may have something else standing.
Yo, that shit tastes like steak sauce. Oh my God.
That's like a compliment. That's like a compliment. We never heard that one.
She said steak sauce. Amber said that. I was in a different zone.
Just so you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe for women.
I was in a different... Maybe for women it tastes like steak sauce.
It tastes like nothing edible for me.
But this is the thing about the Tiger Gong. Tiger Bomb. I'm on my way. Like, Nori introduced this to the world. Like, you're not supposed to drink this the way we drinking it. Like, this is... Nori introduced this to everybody because he know this is death.
And who introduced you? The Golden Child?
No. Huh?
The Golden Child introduces you?
That's a fact.
I gotta call Uber now?
We want the tiger.
Wasn't it Tech from Smith & Wesson?
Nah, man.
He was saying that in an interview.
Tech said he introduced you to it.
Yeah, he said it.
Nah, you gotta relax.
No?
But I tell you, this is good for you. Yeah. So, you know, everybody should have a shot of Tiger Bomb. You know what I mean? Enjoy the shot of Tiger Bomb.
You guys did it early on. No, I don't think he said he introduced it. I think he said we did it early on. Because he was at the Tiger Bomb spot.
He said he took you to the juice spot in Harlem or something.
No, I was there already. He met me.
On 126, I believe it is.
He met me. Huh? No, the original one was on 124th in Madison. It was around the corner from the Fruits of the original one, Fruits of Life. And then it was Fruits of Life. And then
the one with the stairs you go down? That one? Because that one was because they got shut down. They got shut down for selling Tiger Bomb.
Right. Yeah, it's actually
probably the original that was actually real Tiger. It was going up.
The one you're talking about is going.
Used to be Tiger.
Yeah. Just know I'm going to Google this later.
I made a whole mini documentary about it.
Yeah, but this is fantastic, Tiger Bomb. Everybody should try it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
So now,
super fan.
When you hear stories about the L.A. Reid thing, even though we touched on that earlier, you know, is that something that you think that happens frequently in the industry?
Absolutely.
Sexual harassment?
Absolutely.
We talk about sexual harassment?
I mean, look at the game and the reality show. That nigga got hit with what, 10 mil?
Mm. Yeah, but you know what it is. This is life. It's just regular life. We always see a bad chick and be like, "Damn, she got a fat ass." Mm. That's sexual harassment.
Yeah, but the thing is, to us, as hood motherfuckers,
that's just normal to us to be like, "Damn, she got a fat ass." Oh shit, she got fucking the print in the front. Look at that pussy. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
man, but, man, you did pretty
damn,
good, Cosby.
I'm just saying. This is true. I'm not lying. I'm telling you office talk because motherfuckers be like, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, take that back. Not Cosby. Damn, Trump.
I'm telling you, I'll be in the office. They be like, "You see the new intern? That bitch is bad." You see the camera too? That bitch.
But that's not sexual harassment. That's private talk.
When does it actually make?
When you say it like, "Damn,
it's
baby,
locker room
don't
talk."
I guess when you be like, "Damn, baby, them fucking shorts is killing the game."
I felt foul for her right now.
I think that's sexual harassment, right?
I don't think that's sexual harassment.
I think it is.
Yo, come on, brother.
Yes. I mean,
come on.
Even though it's facts. As a woman,
that's my sister, daughter, mother. That's sexual harassment, bro.
It makes you uncomfortable. Right. You can be like, mommy, you look so good. And because you
changed. And the rub in the back?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know that might be the one thing, not what you said.
Listen, I got signed when I was 17. So them older women sexual harassment.
They was on you.
My whole career, goddamn it, my nigga.
He was on.
I kid you not. Them rubs, I got a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, up to my 17.
Like, good game.
Yeah. Like, them chicks was like this. Them old girls was like, God damn it.
I've got a lot of those.
I'm going to take it down.
I've got a lot of those from big executive females. And I knew. And I knew, pause. You know what I mean? It wasn't a boy. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I knew.
Clear.
I knew you can't fuck up the check.
You can't.
You know what I mean? Because once you smash and one thing go wrong, you out the building.
But let's be real. It's different for men than it is for women.
No, it's all the same shit.
Whatever. Like, yeah, you want to sexual harassment? Go for it, buddy. You know, like, as long as a chick.
I don't feel like it's like that.
Let's be 100% honest.
I feel like
you're only gonna feel weird if it's like a 90-year-old lady. You'll be like,
I'm going.
Abuela, cálmate.
Nah, it depends how high she is at the label. I'm in.
Let's keep it real.
But we don't get offended because
foul brother usually one.
You know what?
What if it's the mother? What if it's the mother now from back then?
But to be fair, as a woman, like the sex. I don't really see it like sexual harassment, though. If you're in the industry that we're in, we're always out. We're always drinking. Mm. We're always in those environments and situations where, yeah, things can happen. We can have Tiger, whatever, and the next nigga, he wouldn't take it right.
So
he
nigga
sees
like
you
Eddie.
In shorts.
Nigga like Eddie. Like,
Where is Eddie?
I feel like Eddie opened his ass before.
Eddie is the original.
Eddie the ass eater, everybody.
That's right.
What happens if Eddie the ass eater comes up to you, says, I want to eat your ass, but this night you actually want your ass eaten?
But it depends. Is he an industry guy or he's just with Nori?
No, he's not with Nori. Please.
Okay.
He's in the ass eating industry.
He's in the ass eating section of the club.
But it's okay.
You happen to stroll over there.
It's okay.
Because you know where the ass eating section of the club.
Yeah. It's okay.
My point of that was just that. If Eddie or anybody were to come at me or something, I'm working, I'm good. Please leave me alone. See, some
come like what? What is he saying exactly, though? I want to know.
I'm just saying, as far as the sexual harassment, like, if a nigga's drinking and we're in the environments, I'm saying, like, things happen. But as a woman, you should be able to be self-conscious, be able to know.
But
maybe
Eddie
you shouldn't
club
drink
dream.
So much.
Hold on. Eddie and club dream.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Did he take a little piece?
He took a little piece. And you actually attracted to the guy, right?
What? Eddie's attracted to the guy.
No, she's attracted to the guy. Eddie. Right?
And this isn't fair because me and Eddie have known each other for 10 years.
No, I'm just saying.
What does that mean?
That's why they're doing it.
No. You know what I'm saying? So he says, I want to lick your ass. And tonight, you lit too. You might have took a little piece.
A little piece.
As well, let's make some noise with a little piece. Yeah.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, it's the Bill Cosby little piece.
It's a little
So if you're wondering what we're talking about, it's the Bill Cosby little piece.
It's the Bing Bong and Makahaya.
It's a little piece of life.
A little piece.
A little piece. And you on it. And then you want to, right? And it goes down, right? But then the next day.
You said she want a cock.
Yeah, like straight up.
What the fuck?
Right? So the next day. That's it. That was a one hitter quitter.
Uh-huh.
And then now he does that again. And he says something. Is that still
and you're not on a little piece now.
You're not on a little piece now.
You're sober.
She needs to stand up and say, "Yo, my man, that was one night."
Yeah, I was gonna say, what the bitch forgot? Like, what you mean? Like, it's, you know what? And then sometimes
look at
it's
Eddie.
Like,
he heard. He like what? We in a relationship?
He already had a Valentine's card.
After I eat your ass, we in a relationship, baby.
I mean, to be fair, how many times have you been in the industry and you've had sexual tension with a female? All the time, right?
Somebody got a nervous condition.
That's rated
R.
You
gotta back up
the shit.
That's rated R. Nah, somebody got a nervous condition. Stop shaking.
Yeah.
That's right. Rated R don't drink. That shit.
I don't even drink it.
That shit got him.
Not your earthquake.
No, rated R for eating ice cream. Pause.
Yo, Eddie, so when the last time you ate some ass?
Man, you gotta think, Bob. What the fuck? He falling off.
It's a regular thing for Eddie.
He falling off, Eddie. You gotta think, Bob.
About 2 days ago.
It's so recent. He needs toilet paper for his mouth right now.
You know he in the he in the dingleberries too, right?
Wait. And it's not a fruit.
What's dingleberry? What is that?
Dingleberry is when you wipe your ass with the paper and the little balls of paper.
Little balls.
Oh, the little one. You have.
Yeah. You see? No. Eddie goes like this. One for me, one for you. One for me, one for you. Shampoo, dude.
I'm a fine nigga.
Pink and dingleberries is cool.
You know what?
I don't, you know, I've been there.
And what third world country is that cool, dog?
I've been there.
It's funny.
I've been there.
You got dingleberries.
That's what you tell a girl? I go,
I never knew that was dingleberry. I thought it was cotton balls.
Dingleberries.
It's
stuck on
you
your
gotta
head.
You got to relax. Let's finish with the dingleberries, because I want to get into a little bit of serious things. Just a little bit serious.
Are you done with strawberry dingleberry shortcake?
Strawberry dingleberry.
I need you to
shortcake juice.
I need you to Google when that Bad Boy documentary come out, and then when does that Tupac movie come out? Because
June 16th.
Is and it isn't the one the very next week.
The what? The Bad Boy one?
No.
And there's a Tupac documentary coming out as well.
Okay, but let's just stick with
the movie,
the documentary. Which I got a sneak peek of.
No, the movie or the documentary?
No, I've never seen the movie.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, Busta Rhymes, told me he's seen the movie 4 times.
Of what? Which one?
The Tupac movie.
And Pooh spoke highly of it. What did Busta say?
Well, Busta said he loved it.
So and Pooh said he loved it too.
Busta said he loved the Tupac movie, but now it's like, isn't it crazy? Because wasn't it like that? Like it was a Death Row album, like in the 90s.
And now the Bad Boy
album come out.
Orchestrated?
So one, Bad Boy is.
Well, I mean, that's actually smart marketing.
Hold on,
if you think
Bad
about
Boy
it.
Is June 25th, and then what is Tupac?
I mean, to be fair,
isn't that like the week after each other? Like, am I bugging?
It's only right. Marketing wise, that's genius.
Well, Bad Boy was doing it first.
Marketing wise is genius.
Marketing wise is genius.
But Bad Boy was first, though.
Because you have to see the first one and then gotta go see the second one.
Well, no, because it's like relatable story. So you wanna see, like,
it's kind of like a Notorious story. It's kind of like Biggie story.
Again, that's a record label. Guy that has to go.
I think that's smart. I think that's hella smart.
That's smart.
I think it's smart.
You have to go see the first one and be like, I gotta see the second one.
Exactly. Gotta see
because
the other
it
side
ends
of the story.
Here. Let me see what.
What do you mean the second one? Because you.
He's just saying the other side of the story.
Yeah.
You have to go see that after the first one. You'd be like, oh, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Let me see what they're saying.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, I like it.
Do you think people care? Like.
I think the young generation cares too because you still know
they're trying to get educated.
I'm gonna tell you why because you got people like Kendrick that still carry that flag.
And J. Cole, yes.
They say that is the people that they were, you know, grew up on or looked up to or whatever. So the youth is still gonna check for it, even if they don't care about it. They gonna check for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is all going bad. Like, if you look at the internet, what's happening online with Flex and Spice One and Whack 100 and Tretch.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
But they squashed it. I heard that Tretch and Whack squashed. That's what I heard. The internet told me that.
I don't know. I looked a couple days ago. It's getting crazy out there. Spice One was just standing up for Tupac. Like, Flex, don't talk out of your mouth.
Spice, you mean Tretch?
No, Spice One, yeah.
Oh, Spice One got involved?
Yeah. He's telling Flex, like, don't make me take a plane to come to New York.
Listen, with all due respect, me listening to everything, it's just everybody stating their opinions. And at the end of the day, opinions is just an opinion. You know what I mean? Like,
that was a little bit more than an opinion.
I mean,
that was claiming.
Flex is crying.
The way Flex said it, you got to look at what Flex is coming from.
But even when he's saying what happened, he wasn't there, so it was just opinion.
Okay, no.
Everything is opinion. It's perception. So the thing is, you know, and that's why, you know, when Rack, you know, comes, it's all this opinions, and it's just like at the end of the day, I can't, denounce their opinions because that's theirs. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, there's always somebody who looks at somebody different than we look at that person, or whatever. And the thing about
all
it
Donald
is.
Trump's-
The thing about it is, I don't want to judge anybody ever. So the same way I don't want to judge them, I gotta let you know them have their opinions or their foresight. So the way they look at anybody in any way, we understand that it's for the dead. You know, it's a view on the dead, and we don't condone that at all. But at the same token, we understand when people who lived in them certain eras in them certain situations, they have a certain opinion. So we're gonna let them do that, and we're gonna continue, you know, and move off from this subject. But you know,
and we don't know the behind.
Big up all parties involved, you know, because the one thing that Drink Champs is not about, we're not about violence and we're not
drama,
about
none
drama
of that
and none
gossip.
Of that. You know, we're touching on it because that, you know, it's a hot topic, you know what I mean? Things are like that, but you know, that's not what we're about. We're gonna get back to this record promoting and shit.
Yes,
like
sir.
That. So what was your most famous record, Radar?
I think I had the battle record was Here We Go Again. That's when Jada put it on Beanie at that time. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people didn't have to do that, but I did that. And basically, it was that and Ether. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of situations where I was on MTV, and they were
asking. The way you said it, it made it seem like you ghost produced Ether, but I know that was drunk lingo. The way you said,
yeah,
said
that and Ether.
Yeah,
no,
you got it. Yeah, yeah. No, that was Ron Browse. No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
you want to clear?
So
y'all
gotta clear it up because I ain't want the fans to be like, yo, what? He did Ether?
Never gonna get that.
No.
You put a machine, I'm in there.
No, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So basically, that was a big, big record. It was a big, big time for me. Mm. It was like, I couldn't believe it. Mm. By the way, I had to change the record. I had a little violence involved. Mm. I had violence involved. I had little gunshots going on. Mm. And Jay was like, my man, I got to kill this kid with the words, take out the gunshots. Mm. So it's a lot of reason. And big up to D, he's the one that picked up that record. So I think that was my biggest.
D from DNY?
Yeah, D from DMY. Yeah, he picked that record. He said, yo, Jetty.
Rough Riders?
Yeah, that's it. D. Leo, born the same day, August 9th. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D and his sister, both Leos. But like I said, you know, it was hard for me because it was like, yo, do I want to get in this?
Yo, you guys got to relax. For real. I'm going to.
I was like, yo, do I get in this?
You know, time good.
Good. Guys got to relax. Everybody in the back. Listen.
Everybody relax.
We're getting complaints about y'all motherfuckers.
The background is crazy.
Yo, you motherfuckers in the back.
Thank you.
Please, you gotta relax.
The background is crazy. Nah, it's actually light right now.
Yeah, no, it's still bad though. Go ahead.
So back to this rivalry. I mean, just to be around that rival, it was bad. Mm. I mean, you know, Jada and them, they ain't no. I don't know if I can curse. Can I curse on this? Yeah, Jada.
Did this nigga just say he don't know if he can curse?
That's the only way.
Did this nigga just get here?
The shit was real. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, you know, what's going on. And eventually it was hard as a producer to be in that. You know what I'm saying? Because all you want to do is music. But at the end of the day, you know, Joe and them won't let me down, so it's all good. You know, so I had my team behind me, but it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Fat Joe for everything he's done for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I do
big
appreciate
up,
it. You know what I'm saying? And he said, go get that check. So it was hard for me as a producer, but at the end of the day, I'm history. Here we go again. I'll give you some insight on this one. I was in Japan with DMX, all right? My first time I was in Japan with DMX. At the time, the locks wasn't getting along. You got to remember that. DMX and them had beef. It wasn't really getting along for whatever reason. So I went out to Japan with X. I was there. I was like going crazy. He's like, yo, Trank, do this. And we had a great time. And then he's like, after he gets off the plane.
What'd you have for lunch?
Nah, you know what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden, he goes.
He got to relax. You got to be clear.
You got to be clear.
That nigga was smoking wools, Bob. You got to be clear, Papito.
That's my man. That's my man. He's good people. So nigga was like, yo. Nigga get off the plane and shit. He was like, yo, go to the studio. And I'm like, go to the studio? For what? He's like, boom. And he was on a hook. So, you know what I'm saying? So that was just crazy being in the group I'm in for 4 years, you know what I'm saying?
What group?
Children's Village, kids. Children's Village, 4 years. Mm. You know, he was in Collins. I was a mentor. And we just had our moments. We ran away. We did all the funny shit. It was crazy.
They ran away.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we ran AWOL. It's called AWOL.
Crazy.
And you know, in the group home, we was AWOL. Fuck that. I'm proud of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let's make noise for niggas that wear AWOL.
That means go to home. come back, hang out with your peoples, and get back to the village.
Let's get back to the music.
Facts.
What was the best year in hip hop?
90.
Go.
I don't think that's not a fair. Well, you're asking each person for
opinion.
Themselves.
Opinion
for themselves.
I ain't at, yeah, personal. Yeah. Pretty much personal. Yeah. What was your favorite year in hip hop? What was the best year in hip hop? Because you could have a favorite year, and you could have a the best year.
What year Dream came? I mean, not Dream. Sorry, Jay Holiday. No, I'm sorry. What year Jay Holiday came out? Bad.
2000.
Because that was a good year.
Depends on ass. You got to be cool and shit.
The thing, the reason why I say
I'm gonna put you to bed.
Right. The reason why I'm saying the reason why I'm saying bad. I used to argue with every DJ about the record, bad. Everybody was like, yo, this shit too slow. And I used to be like, yo, I'm telling you, this is a new dude. This nigga's gonna pop. I'm telling you, you gotta fuck with this record. They'd be like, nah, this shit is R&B. This shit is mad slow. I don't fucking get it. I'm be like, yo, I'm telling you, this motherfucking gonna go.
Perhaps you ain't understand the
question. Yeah, I was gonna say, what year was that?
Wait, but hip hop.
2007.
The reason why I'm saying is that was a good year for me. Because
hip hop?
No, hip hop.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying.
Yo, Campbell,
am I right?
I'm still working on an album.
I'm still working records.
Didn't you have an album like in '89?
You know that was '95 Select Records.
Select Records. Let's Google that.
A Main One to Ghetto Child. Main One to Ghetto Child.
I got that record.
Yeah, that was me. Are you a fan? How can I be down?
That was me.
That was me. How can I be down?
I used to be.
I know. I used to be the little nigga like yo, here. He be like yo, get the fuck out of here.
Shout out.
That don't mean he don't remember. I used to be, again, the promoter be like, yo, this I'm telling you, we the ghetto child from the Bronx. He be like, nah, we had the Puerto Rican baby. He's like, yeah, and he used to play it. And that was honestly what I put on the mixtape. No, but I'm just saying is this how
Let's
far
see how
I go,
Sam
Moore
looked in the 95.
That's hilarious.
I'm telling you, look now. His main one, the ghetto child, Select Records.
Nah, that is legit right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was 10 years old and I
Yeah, and I was working records.
Because I knew every Latino doing hip hop and hip hop.
It was just
Latinos
main one,
racist.
Curious George, and Fat Joe.
The Beatnuts.
And the Beatnuts. That was
Cypress
it.
Cypress Hill.
Oh yep. No, Cypress Hill was LA, so there wasn't, you know, there was already stars.
And it's all
there was already stars.
I'm in Miami.
But on the grind,
I'm neutral.
It was this Curious George, main one, and Fat Joe.
Walk like a duck. That's right.
That's right.
And that was your group, main one?
Main one, the Ghetto Child.
And
yep.
Curious George,
Select
half
records.
Cuban.
Before that, before Select Records.
You had a half Cuban.
Curious George.
Yeah, Curious George.
Cuban. Yeah, exactly.
He's half Cuban. Half
and before Select Records, we was on Wild Pitch Elements of Elements of the Style. If you look at it, you see me in the back of the cupboard with DJ Chubby Chubb. He was my DJ before Original Flavor, before all that. Like that's why my like I know that.
I take a half a shot. Take a half a shot.
I'm a fucking old head. I'm an old head.
I have a shot for that.
Nah, let's do Tiger Bone.
You got it.
I'm trying to stay out the general.
Check the scale was right there with Smooth the Hustler. A man for self.
Yeah, what
up,
all right, this is where the night get ruined.
Well, look, I'm an old head. I've been working records for a long time.
Look at his shot.
I was doing it.
The cardiac arrest. Right there. Tiger Bone shot.
I'm just trying to explain to y'all that I've been at the beginning. Oh, but my shot's a little different.
You're a little different.
You're the first rapper in the building. Come on, we ready?
Yeah,
okay. I'll take a shot too.
You got a
smoke shot glass?
Yeah. No more shot glass.
Oh,
it's
one more.
Damn, so you get up. Yeah. I'm ready.
Eddie!
Yeah, he got one. Nah, Eddie got one.
He tapped out already.
I'm trying to stand up. I'll join y'all.
I'm going to wrestle a bitch tonight.
I'm going to wrestle tonight, Daddy.
So, and we got to talk about.
Jam.
Let's see if you think I know I got the wall. Oh, no. I don't do shots like that.
Out of eye. You ain't never lie.
Yo, Diego, can you get the box?
not a real shot.
I want to shout out the people that gave me my gazelle frame.
Cheers, buddy.
You got to take one if I take one, please.
On the next round.
Come on. Right, come on. No.
The next round for me. And another round? Shit.
I make believe.
But it's crazy. He introduced the word to it, and he'd be like,
"No, I hate it. I hate it.
I know.
You should never get used to Tiger Bomb.
It tastes like soy sauce. For real.
No. Soy sauce.
I think it's liquid cancer.
It tastes like fucking ginseng. It tastes like ginseng.
It tastes like ancient Chinese secret.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Tastes like the whole side What's of Mushi Mushi.
From Gazelle.
Whatever Mushi.
Wow.
You got it straight from them.
Direct.
What, you're reopening the box again?
From the people with Gazelle on 1235 Broadway.
Woo.
Fourth floor.
I'm coming
New
there.
New York.
I live in New York. I'm coming.
Yeah, you need to email them.
I'm going
to
be like, I'm Nori's friend.
I'm Nori's cousin.
Oh, yeah, I'm Nori's friend. You ain't seen me on Drink Champs, Bob?
Let me show one
pair. Come out here.
I could have kept it.
Let me show one pair.
I don't wear this shit. I'm giving it to
this is from Gazelle. So the people who are from Gazelle Frames.
They got at least
you know you're official when you didn't even get a hello note.
Yo, keep EFN's address because it's official. He gets it right to me. Thank
you
so much.
And I'm a nice guy. I gave him his glasses.
I wouldn't have gave him. I'm not sure if I would have given him.
Foul nigga. Foul nigga.
You know that.
Foulnigga.com.
I would have gave it to you.
I got the Bacardi for you. You know.
Didn't give me. Give me a billion Bacardi.
That's a real.
I drink all of them.
Bacardi's a real nigga drink.
No, I have two bottles left.
Bacardi's a real nigga drink.
I got another.
You got to be a real Hispanic to drink Bacardi.
Now, Shampoo, we got to describe to these people.
Yes, sir.
I get offered to do a tour.
You already know what's going on.
Let me get another Tiger Ball shot.
Have another Tiger Ball shot.
Well, I'm in.
Go. And I want to thank you for the tour too. That was very a great move for my artist Conan. That's great. Right.
Big up Conan.
Conan,
energy god.
You don't know that. You know.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, I get off to do a tour. I'm like, yo, damn. I got, you know, a car, but I don't got nobody that can
to drive.
Move and shake it back. Yeah. So I hit Shampoo. Shampoo was like, all right, cool. Can you let Conan open up? I'm like, that is dope. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
And then first, you know, let me start from the beginning.
Right.
Nori never heard Conan at all.
Right.
Never heard a song.
He said it's my son.
Never
I
seen
said,
a picture.
Let's go.
Anything.
Oh, really, your son?
Yeah.
I'm my balls. Pause. Yeah. I made him in real life.
There's no
Eric Sermon calling me. Hold on. Let's just take it from
Eric Sermon.
Speaker. Tell him we need the
Eric Sermon, you live on the Drink Champs. Yeah. Make some noise. Yeah. Eric Sermon, what's going on, brother?
No, I need the emails.
So
I can send you that beat.
Ooh. Okay. I'm getting off of here. I'm texting you right now, because please, we weren't supposed to use that. We're gonna let people know we sneak attacking them. You know what I mean?
Okay, and send me Capone's number, too.
All right, done deal, my brother. I'll be your assistant tonight. I got you. One love. Eric Sherman, baby, we'll make some noise. Okay, I was very into what I was saying. Please.
No, true. This is fact. So Nori calls me, says, yo, Shampoo, I need you to drive.
Right.
And I'm like, what are we doing? He's like, yo, I'm doing the whole coast-to-coast tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm going to fly you up. Right. I'll put you in a hotel, feed you. You good. You don't got to worry about nothing. I said, no, feeding is important. Don't forget, niggas got to survive out there in the world. You
got to
survive. This is facts. And Nori was like, yo.
Right.
You know, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy in real life. No, let me tell you something. Nori's a nice guy in real life.
Right.
So,
real life.
He's real now. He's
no,
dead.
No.
Unlike fake life. Fake life.
He's an asshole.
Yo,
Tiger shit.
In fake life, he's a foul ass nigga.
Tiger's working the Tiger.
fake life, he's a foul ass nigga. In real life, he's like, yo, Pooh. I'm like, yo, I'm a drive, but yo, I got my son. You know what I mean? His name is Conan. You know, I'm trying to get him moving. He's like, all right, cool, let's do it.
Immediately, let's go.
He said, yo, I got you and him a ticket. Yeah. I said, all right, cool. So we fly into Houston. We meet him. I pick up the car. We driving. We on a tour. Go, Nori.
Now we hit Memphis, right? Listen, my nigga.
Oh, I heard about this. I remember that story.
Yo, as soon as we got there, I never go to Memphis in my life again. Hang a nigga town.
First of all, Nori was popping. Nori was giving ones to the kids that was doing flips on Main Street. Nori's like Santa Claus. He's
the
tipping
only
everybody.
Other black people there. Yeah.
Nori's giving money to everybody. Everybody Nori's giving money to. He's like this, yo, you can spit. Here's $5. Here's $10. Here's $20. Here's $30.
All right, listen. I'm getting straight to the good part.
You went to jail that night.
No, listen. Thank you, Sweetness.
This is true.
We got a certain code of ethics. Like when we go to the town, niggas,
everybody sticks together.
I'm
playing.
I'm Puerto Rican, first of all.
Yeah, shampoo called a white girl, man.
She was fantastic.
I know.
And then I had a little piece.
Trying to tell him, I'm like, yo, it's time to go. He said, you sure?
Like, it's early. Like, you know, we in Memphis. I've never been to Memphis in my life.
Never had a white girl.
And first of all, Nori's so ill. We go to Wet Willie's. They just built the first Wet Willie's in Memphis, and we crash it, and Elvis is on the stage. And Nori gets on stage with Elvis. Elvis featuring Nori. And we go in crazy. We own Memphis. Nori and Elvis got his arm around Nori. It's crazy right now.
I think he had a little piece right now.
I'm still on point. This is Memphis. Like, yo, like,
I've never been there.
Like, what's equivalent to their 42nd Street? Was it Bourbon Street?
Main Street. No,
Bourbon Street, right? Yeah.
Is this where 36 Mafia from? The same spot?
Huh?
36 Mafia, ain't they from
Memphis?
Yeah. And we was coming from like Nashville, like before this. It was like real. Like, we was like.
And don't forget, I'm the driver of the tour.
But mind you, we good because for some reason we found the guy. I'm skipping mad parts of the story. Right?
Supposed to be a girl.
So we found the guy that every CD in his book was a Noriega CD.
Oh yeah,
he was like, yo, Gary, you could drive. Shampoo, you good?
Yeah. They just told me because I'm like, yo, I got a bad white girl, and she's like, I want to dance, and there's a jazz bar. I'm like, I'm in. I'm like, let's do it. And then Nori's like, yo, we leaving. I'm like, I'm good.
We went from the jazz bar, then we went to another seafood bar, right?
Yep.
When we went to the seafood
bar,
that's
where I met her.
They played some salsa. This nigga
I'm doing
hit her with the Casablanca.
Let me tell you something.
White women from the South never been kissed like that.
And then I'm holding her like,
yo,
he made love with his mouth. Don't forget, I took a little piece. Don't forget that.
Oh shit.
He's like, yo, we gotta go. I'm like, yo, I'm good. Like, I'm doing fantastic tonight.
Mind you, I have like 5 more shots because I'm trying to go with the flow. He's gonna wear out at some point, and the white girl gonna disperse.
Don't forget, I took a little piece.
But I forgot about
we're not gonna forget that.
Because every time he hit it with the Casablanca, it was like Puerto Rican electric.
She was like, damn.
And my mind was like, stop doing the Casablanca.
And then, and the don't forget, I'm in Memphis. This is a white, beautiful young lady. I'm like, I'm going in tonight.
Why? I don't believe the beautiful part.
I'm going in tonight.
So look, and then I'm gonna get back to the other side of the story. So we like, you sure you good? We
hit like, up with I'm that shit like
five times. Yeah, I'm good.
And at this point, I'm already on orbit. Off the little piece where I met a guy inside the bar, and I was looking for weed because if you know, if you take a little piece, you need a little weed. And I'm so crazy. Remember,
you gotta balance it out.
Nori said,
"Yo, little piece brings a lot of things."
So Nori says, "Yo, I gotta go." I'm like, "I'm okay. I'm fantastic."
You sound okay
so,
right now.
Yo, so I go with the guy. I go with the guy that looked crazy to go buy some weed. So I buy some weed. Like he takes me in Memphis by myself. In the projects.
In the middle of
and you know, we New York niggas, we bulletproof.
Wait, I'm gone already, right?
They gone. Right, Nori's right, gone. I'm bulletproof. Right. I'm like, right. I'm fucking going to go buy weed.
I already see the problem.
I'm going to go buy weed. Nori's gone. Nori's gone already. I'm going to go buy weed.
Any New York guy in the South saying I'm bulletproof is a problem already.
Hey, no. I'm looking at these niggas. What? I eat the bullet. Don't worry. I'm fucking going to go buy weed right now. The guy say, you want weed? Come with me.
Oh, hell no. That's a cop right there.
And I'm like, no problem.
Now, right mind there. You, hold on. Let me tell you the story from here.
Right there.
Now, mind you, I don't know. I go to the hotel room. I knock out because I don't think Conan never came in the first place. I don't think he even came to Bourbon. Oh, did you come?
No, yeah, he was with the other white girl.
He was there.
He was with the other white girl.
On Bourbon Street?
Yeah, yeah, he was there. He was there. And I tell him, I'm okay, going
so
Nori.
I stay with you.
Wait. Yeah. So this grown ass man is your son?
Yeah, I made him in real life, nigga.
Damn,
I made him, nigga.
He's the truth.
So look, the crazy shit is. Whatever happens, Conan is back at the hotel with us, right? We all chilling. So Conan, I didn't know he's looking for you. So Conan just knocks on my door. And he's like, yo, you know where my boss is at? I'm like,
they left me on Main Street.
It's the weirdest question in the world. So I'm like, and I'm fucked up.
Yo, remember, we were drinking like all that. We had Wet Willie's drinking. We stopped at every bar drinking.
We stopped at every bar.
We drinking on Main Street going crazy.
That's why I knew it was leaving this nigga wasn't a good idea.
And I'm like, I'm telling Nori, I'm okay.
Black Hawk down. Black Hawk down.
He don't got a white girl to act black. He got a white girl to act white. She like, she Becky with the good hair.
And I was in love on the piece.
No. Yo, the Casablanca, two hands. And I'm talking about their hands.
She's like, it's my, and she's like, it's my birthday. I've never had no one kiss me like
so
that.
So now look.
It's only because they...
It's only because, like, the bar played a little bit of salsa, and I don't know what happened to him.
That nigga said,
he spinned all around. She ain't never come back.
I bet to Miami, baby. Come to me.
And Nori's like, yo, I'm out. I'm like, nah.
She was eloping like, cool. With her Latin lover at that point.
It's like maybe 5, 6 in the morning, Cody. I knock on my door, and I'm like, what up, my man? What you doing?
No, we don't know what's going on.
You know where Pops is at? And I'm like, nah. But I did see a text while I was sleeping. And the text was like a...
The text was like,
Q7. It took me like 20 minutes to load. Oh shit, this is a handcuff text.
Oh hell no.
I can't do it.
You got it at some point?
No, at some point. Oh, hell, like no. He said, he did say. Yo, and all the QQQT777. It's a hell.
I'm behind a car.
How the fuck you got help?
So fast. So rewind.
You're locked.
Yo, whenever you go by a weed, and he says, come with me.
And I was like, you gotta run.
So when I realized that, I said, help, then locked. I was like, this don't make sense, but I'm dyslexic. So to me, I read the...
He's breaking it down.
And then he woke up.
What is it, the Da Vinci Code? I'm like, the Da Vinci Code.
So I knocked on Conan and door. I was like, yo, I'll be right back.
You didn't tell him.
He's trying to figure it out still.
I went downstairs. My man, Raheem Johnson, he was like, I was locked up in Memphis. You want me to find this nigga? I said, yeah. He said, yo, what's his name? And I was like, damn, I got to go back upstairs.
Look at the airline ticket.
Shit,
you ain't
gonna cut it. Oh, God, shit. Boy, no. This is 6 o'clock in the morning, nigga. We got it at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody else I can ask but Conan. So I go upstairs and say, what's Pop's name again? Still not trying to alert this nigga, though. I'm like, well, he's like, why? I'm like, you know. I don't know what I told him, but
you
I
got a contract popping.
We called the Bell's bondsman. They said, hey, man, he's the only Latino here.
We got him.
So now my story now, right? Everybody leaves. Conan leave. Everybody leave. I'm like, yo, I'm good. I'm fantastic. I take a little piece. I just bought some weed from a nigga that took me to the projects, and I'm having a good fucking time. She says, I want to go dance jazz. I'm like, okay. I never danced.
What is jazz dancing?
I don't know. I never danced jazz. So I'm like, I'm in. I'm going.
You was in and you don't know people.
I never danced jazz. So
one more shot, Tiger Ball.
White
for dancing jazz.
That's not urinate.
The bottle's over there. Yo, you got to
support.
Be a decent pourer.
So do it like this.
So now at this point, I'm having a fantastic time. Don't forget, I'm on a little piece. You know, it's fantastic. Like I'm Casablanca hug, kissing him. So she's like, you don't want to go outside and smoke a cigarette? I'm like, yo, come on, let's go outside. So we go outside and shit. And all of a sudden, she just like smoking a cigarette, starts crying like, you know what? This is so beautiful. Like, I want to thank you so much. Like, this is special. And I'm looking at her like, yo, this is crazy. And I'm hugging her and kissing her like,
more Casablanca.
And she's like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And all of a sudden, the cop car pulls up.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm just kissing the girl. And the cop car gets out. The cop get out and said, yo, I just saw you hit her.
Yo, that's mine.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, I'm on a little piece right now. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck you talking about, motherfucker?
Cool.
So I start spazzing. And he's like, yo. He puts me up against the car. Man, just get against the car. So right now, I'm like bugging out. Don't forget, I'm on a little piece and I'm drunk and I'm having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So he put me against the car. So he searched me. So now I forgot. I just bought weed.
I just bought weed.
Uh-huh. So what happens? He takes the little, it was like a 20. He puts it on top of the car. Bang. The girl goes, oh my God, why you have that? Clank, clank, clank. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm looking at her like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then she's like, oh my God, he's a drug dealer. I didn't know.
I'm in Memphis.
I'm cuffed up against my chest. And now the guy got his fucking arm on my neck. Like, don't move, motherfucker.
No more Casablanca.
So I'm like, yo, this is crazy. One time for Tiger Bomb.
One time for Casablanca.
My shot is bigger than all of you, motherfuckers.
Because you're supposed to.
I would have took one, but there's no shot glasses.
Good. Give it to him.
We can wait. We can wait.
Right now.
Here you go. 1, 2, 3.
Shout out
to
the
ass.
Next round, I got you guys.
Yeah, I'm skipping that one.
So now. The girl's going crazy.
Hold on,
the nigga puts me against the car. He puts me in the car. So I'm bugging out right now. So I'm on my New York shit. You racist motherfuckers. Fuck you motherfuckers. He's like, I'm like, what's my charge? He said, domestic violence.
Oh!
So they pulled me through. Mind you, I got a pink shirt. I'm wearing a pink shirt, going through the system. It says Conan, and I'm with Noriega. So I have $1,500 in my pocket. God bless me.
That's 80 bags.
So, I go through the system. You know, Memphis system is different. They bring you right to jail. It ain't like New York where you go to the tomb.
No problem.
You see your cousins and say, what up,
yeah, boy? Nah. They bring you right to jail. Like, they processing you. They got the bag of greens waiting for you. So now, right? So, I asked one of the cops. I'm like, yo, can I bail myself out? He was like, nah. You know, there was a female. She was like, nah. So I was like, fuck. So I'm sitting down. Then this male cop comes. He's like, yo, I'm the only Puerto Rican there. He's like, yo, where you from? I'm from New York. He's like, what you doing out here? I said, I'm with Noriega. God bless. Uh-huh. He's like, Noriega from Queens? He said, Noriega from Queens? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm on tour with Nori. He said, yo, I'm from Queens. He was like,
that's a story right there.
Bro, this nigga name rings bell. So he's like, yo, you got money on you? I said, yeah. He said, how much? I said, I got $1,500. He's like, you want to bail yourself out? Absolutely, I do.
Dumb question.
He's like, well, I'm ready to go. So he brings me through. You know, I do my numbers. I'm ready to bail out. Boom, I get outside. You know, they let me out. I call Nori. I'm like, yo, I'm out. He said, I know I just bailed you out. I'm like, what? Nah, I bailed myself out. He's like, no, nigga, I just went to the fucking bail boss, man, and bailed you out.
So money got $1,500.
Nah, so then Nori, no, they got my money. Nori's like, wait, let me go get my money back.
Oh,
and it just so happened again, we go to the fucking bail bossman spot. The girl, she's like, Nori, I'm from Queens.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And she's like, let me give you your money back. She's like, usually we don't do this.
She said, we don't give
the money back.
So when he calls me, he goes, yo, I just bailed myself out. I said, yeah, I just bailed you out. He said, no, I bailed myself out. I said, Shampoo, you got to relax.
Facts.
I just bailed. I was with your son.
Facts.
I'm not lying.
And you didn't tell him either.
And he goes, no, they let me bail myself out. I said, wait, hold on. Okay, I got to pick you up out of jail anyway. I went straight back to the Bell's Bondsman, and she was looking. She was like, yo, I thought it was you, but the whole time. So I Googled you when you left.
She's like, I'm from Queens.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from Queens.
Wow, that's
She was like,
crazy.
Yo, but I rushed his process out because he's literally the only Puerto Rican in the whole jail.
And in Memphis, you're immediately in the newspaper. Mm. So, like, I'm in the newspaper immediately, like, convicted fentanyl, domestic violence.
The drug dealer.
Domestic violence.
Domestic
violence.
And in Memphis, it's not like New York. Like, you know, New York, you get a public defender. No, you have to hire a lawyer right there. Like, yo, you're a lawyer? Yo, here's my... Yo, my name is so-and-so. This is my case. No, they charge you $350. They're like, I'll take your case right now, $350. So now, mind you, I'm on tour. So I tell Nori, yo, just push to the next state because I have to wait because... In
city,
Memphis,
city,
the next city, because straight facts. Because in Memphis, you have to wait the next day. You go to court,
right?
So Nori got to show the next city. Mm. So I tell him, yo, just push to the next city. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm gonna figure it out and get there. Right. So I had to book a hotel night, stay there, hire a lawyer, and then fly to meet him in Detroit.
Right.
So then that was like a $3,000 trip for me. And then what happens? I meet them on time, and they pulled up, meet me in the airport, and I get behind the wheel, and I continue driving.
So no more white girls for you, right? Yay!
Big up Nori because Nori put his money. I was like, yo, let's get this nigga out. Like anybody else, like, yo, I told him, let's go.
And let's be real, a lot of artists wouldn't do that shit.
Nah, they wouldn't.
A lot of artists wouldn't do that shit. That's the difference.
We got to bail my man out.
Yeah.
And he put his bread up and was ready to bail me out. And my son was going crazy. Like, oh my God, my pops. He was like 19, 18 at that time. He's like, yo, my pops is there. And I'm in Memphis with Elvis. It's crazy.
That's crazy. All I thought of, your blue suede shoes.
But the more the story is, man, Nori is 100, man. He'll never leave you behind. Wow. You know what I mean? He will make sure that you would be, if you with him, you good at all times.
Thank
man.
You, my brother.
He leave no man behind.
And he remembers everything.
I try. And he says, let's stick together.
I try. He told me, he's like, yo, come on, let's go. I took a little piece and I was Casablanca.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what the crazy shit was? Like, a part of me knew, like, because, you know, I'm two races, you know. Like, I'm two different nationalities. So,
it sounds like you say you're two races.
Two races. That's
two races for the
thank you.
Hey, you hate those white people.
No,
like
he knows.
I mean, nationalities.
Two white and black. Okay.
So,
two races.
So, like, the Puerto Rican in me thinks I can get away with everything. Like, you know.
Yo, and Nori told me, like, man, fuck Memphis, man. You never coming back here. Yo. Just leave.
And all of you Puerto Ricans could be both races.
Man, yo, everybody belt me. He's like, man, fuck this. Why you gonna stay for? I'm like, no.
Right. Yeah,
I never know if I'm gonna have to come through Memphis.
I said, B-N-O-R-E.
He said, man, fuck these niggas, man. Let's just go.
Not fuck Memphis or fuck the people in Memphis. I'm talking about fuck the jujitsu system.
He said, man, fuck these niggas. You're never gonna come here again.
Jujitsu system?
Yeah, he told me.
Jujitsu.
Jujitsu.
Jujitsu. Tagabo.
But what I said was.
He was ready to be like, man, fuck these niggas. We rolling, nigga. We out of it.
I finally understand this.
Damn. I had a great point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
It sounded like I'm sorry that I fucked up, but you did say jiu-jitsu system.
No, judicial system.
But
I feel like you heard I could buy a ping pong and it fucked you up. So, yeah. But, yeah.
What was your serious?
No, I am two different nationalities.
Races.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was
racist
trying to say.
Ethnicities.
Ethnicities. I'm two different. So, when he said I'm good, the Puerto Rican in me was like, yeah, they playing salsa. What? And they playing a little bit of Spanish music. You just might be good.
And she was fantastic.
But then the black nigga in me was like,
don't stay here.
Like, I asked him like 5 to 7 to 10 times. I kid you not.
Facts.
Like, I was like, yo, you good? And then, like, boom, I asked him at different times. And I went and actually ordered oysters.
Yeah,
I remember
facts.
I tried to stay a little while. Like, let me
and
order
oysters. And that's when it went crazy because she was like, oh my God, you guys are so nice.
Yeah. And
we were like, take shots. And then we were like, shots.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. More shots.
And he spun it around.
And it was over.
It's
friend and love.
It was something about the spin.
Oh my God, you're so nice. Your friend is so nice.
Hit with too much aura once she spent that around. It was too much. She was like, she seen a Puerto Rican flag. She seen a Magnum. She seen a half of a joint.
And I'm looking at her like, it's going down.
She's like, I met an exotic man.
I'm thinking I'm gonna have to tell my son he's gonna have to chill out in the living room.
Oh, man.
But that was like the scariest moment.
She's like, I would never do that.
Door, he was like, you ain't see Pops? And I was just like, because I'm like, you know, I don't know if he lying to his, like, his mom's, he's still. I don't know if you were cheating, like, technically. So I'm like, I'm going to hold this one down. I'm like, yo.
And
I did see his text.
The help and the best part about it, that Nori was ready to just cancel the tour to wait. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, nah, my nigga, push to the next city. He was like, nah. I was like, nah, push to the next city. I'm going to get there.
Nigga. I'm going to make some noise. Let's make some noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Memphis and the white girl. Yo.
This one made me scared. The Bell's bondsman place and was like, because it was, what's your last name, Ramirez?
Yes, sir.
It's like, yo, listen.
Facts.
So look, this is how you know you in. You the only one. And I said Ramirez, it's like, oh, yep, right here.
2 seconds.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, even me, I knew that. I was like, that ain't good.
Yo, and then the crazy part about it, you go, God bless all the people from Memphis that can't get out. There was guys in there 5 months that just couldn't pay $500 bail.
Wow.
No, facts. They couldn't bail out.
Y'all spoil your Miami people.
So I'm scared.
That's
spoil
your Miami niggas.
Yo, they can't bail out. Yo,
well, we got one of the worst jails in here, too, though. Dade County. Yeah. County is one of the worst. It's one of the oldest jails.
Yeah,
he had his own VIP room over there.
They got steak and fries.
Wait, where?
We're not going there.
County's foul. County's foul, man.
County's foul.
And it was like,
TDK's nice.
TDK's not nice.
County is foul.
TDK is not nice.
No, I didn't. I've never been to TDK.
It's not like TDK.
Oh, TGK. My bad. I said TDK. Like yeah, the TGK. I got processed in TGK. I was like, oh, I'm good. No. Process. We're going to county, buddy.
Yeah.
I said,
and I'm in Memphis, and they like, yeah, I'm like, how long you been? But I've been 4 months. Why? Can't bail out. My bill is $500. I'm like, oh shit. I got, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, I got $1,500. I got to talk to somebody. I think I can get out of here three times
right now.
And the crazy part was the girl, the first person that was like, nah, you can't bail yourself out here. You got to go through the system. I'm like, fuck. And it was a nigga from Queens, bro. The sergeant was like, yo, he looked at me because I had a pink shirt. And he was like, he came to me like, yo.
Did you tell him pause?
No pause. I had a pink shirt. And he was like, yo, where you from, bro?
I like it, your t-shirt.
And I tell him, yo, I'm from New York. I'm on tour with Nori. He's like, Nori? Noriega from Queens? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm from Queens. I'm like,
come on, guys. Like, everybody came here for fucking Queens. Yo. Queens? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
I'm gonna tell you why. Because he told the Queen story twice.
I'm telling you.
Then he went to McDonald's and the guy from fucking Queen Sue. Fuck out of here, bro.
I missed the McDonald's. Don't listen to the event.
You went to 7-Eleven, the guy from Queen Sue. Fuck out of here, guys.
They don't got a 7-Eleven in fucking Memphis.
Another Tiger shot. They got an 812.
One more Tiger ball.
But the moral of the story is,
okay.
Nori from Queens.
Nori don't leave no man behind.
Thank you.
He makes sure,
thank
if you're with Nori, you know what I mean? He makes sure you don't get back. You. Even if you're wrong, he's going to put his shit on the line and make sure you get back.
Thank you,
you know what I'm saying? So big up to Nori, man. I love you for that, my nigga.
Thank you.
Don't fuck the white girls no more.
Nah, I love them.
You be fucking more like girls than La Souk, right?
La Souk. La Souk goes out every Monday, Twerk Mondays.
They're not on you, though, so...
No, right.
Yeah, but it's
okay.
Is a Memphis white girl different?
I've never been to Memphis ever since.
He asked a question.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
But I've never been to Memphis ever since. I will skip that city.
We should go.
City.
Let's go back again.
No, I'll document
the whole thing.
Yeah, let's go see if we find
Nori,
out.
Nori was...
White little devil, let's go.
No, I thought I was good, right? Because I'm with Nori, and Nori's like... paying everybody, like the kids, like little bum kids, pause, you know, they flipping and like, please give me change. Nori's giving everybody $29, like the bum nigga.
Bro,
Nori created the cipher. Nori was taking care of the hood. Nori created a cipher, little niggas is rapping the shit. He's like, yeah, niggas is nice. Yeah, go. And I'm like, I'm with Nori. What the fuck is going on out here? I'm out here.
I knew, I've been to Memphis a couple times before. And now, I usually, you know, I hit a couple of the homies, but this wasn't that type of tour. Like, yeah, we was in and out, so I ain't hit nobody that, you know, I ain't hit no 3-6 mop. Yeah,
they
ball
MJG,
no,
right?
It wasn't a G code.
Like, it was like a quick, we were like in and out. So I know with that being said, because I know that's how they used to talk to me. They used to be like, yo, my man, it's a certain time, like, you just got to stay around your own people. And this is the 42nd Street. It may not look at the 42nd Street. There's other black people around there.
Facts.
At those times. But they know which spots to hit and which spots not to hit. We had no idea.
So everywhere is real.
And I'm with Nori, and he's spending. I'm with Nori. He's like, you want oysters? No problem. You want lobster tail?
Right.
Bring him the lobster tail. Right. I'm like, I'm with the fucking guy.
But
I'm kissing everybody. I'm having a fantastic time.
Let's go.
You're with the fucking guy.
I'm like, yo. And I think we had the show the day before, right?
That's the
show
the day before.
So this is an extra day. We just stayed in Memphis.
We just passed it through.
Just called.
Coast to Coast, right?
That you yeah, doing? Coast yeah. to Coast. Big shout out to Coast to Coast.
But we could have left because like we wasn't on their travel shit. Nah. Like, we had our own travel.
Yep.
So we
Nori was
left.
The headliner.
So we actually
so Nori
stayed.
Just had to get to every market.
But at 9 o'clock, I was like, I'm out of here. And I kept telling Jim.